Hello learners, welcome to NIOS, and today we will be covering chapter 20 in your syllabus, that is Reading with Understanding. So learners, this lesson is about an 11-year-old boy, Muhammad Riaz Ahmed, who had been awarded the Sanjay Chopra Bravery Award. Riaz saved a 4-year-old girl, Shazia, who was standing on the railway track at Dalingaon Bridge, Lucknow. She was completely ignorant to a fast approaching train. Riaz heard the train whistle and he warned the girl's father to remove her from the track. But he, being hard of hearing and mentally challenged, did not listen to Riaz's warning. Riaz rushed towards the girl and tried to pull her back by holding onto her leg. But being a weak and frail 10-year-old, he could not bear her weight. So he, along with the girl, was seriously injured. He lost one of his limbs, one arm, and wrist of the other arm, while saving the girl. An eyewitness rushed towards them and took them to King George Hospital in Lucknow. Riaz was in the hospital for 3 months, and his wounds have still not healed properly. But his spirits are always high. He has resumed studies and also aims to become a doctor. Learners, this chapter is about India's young heroes. Another hero is Sial Lahunubhai Bhoya, who was born on 1st June 1967 in Gujarat and studied at Prathamik Shala. Her father is a labourer and she saved a friend from a python's deadly grip. Next example is of C. Govindan, who was born on 15th April 1966 in Tamil Nadu and studied at Kurubarapali High School. He jumped onto the road in front of a speeding truck to save a blind old beggar. Third example is about Sonia Sinha, who was born on 3rd July 1969 in Bihar and studied at St. Joseph Convent in Patna. She lost her father, a child specialist, during a fire accident. Her bravery saved the lives of her brother and sister. Next, D. Shatrughan Lal Sahu was born on 16 December 1966 in Madhya Pradesh and studied at Nehru Prathamik Shala in Durg. After the death of his parents, he was adopted by Zilla Sahu Sangh. He was with the group of 8 using the railway tracks in the night when an engine rode into them. He was able to save 2 children. Satish Kumar Phul Singh was born in 1968 in Uttar Pradesh. He did not attend school but contributed to the family's income by looking after the cattle. His presence of mind and bravery contributed towards saving his village from dacoits. All the children mentioned in the lesson did acts of bravery in the course of their daily lives. Most of the children were poor and lived in small villages, but they were alert and they saved many lives because of their presence of mind. They acted swiftly and unselfishly. Learners, we should be all proud of the brave youngsters mentioned in the lesson. The National Bravery Awards are a set of awards given annually to about 25 Indian children below 16 years of age for meritorious acts of bravery against all odds. The awards are given by the Government of India and Indian Council for Child Welfare. The Sanjay Chopra Award and Geeta Chopra Award were established in 1978 in memory of 2 Chopra children who lost their lives while confronting their kidnappers. Children who win National Bravery Award save lives of their friends, parents and neighbors from drowning, electrocution, thieves and lot more. These children display immense courage and risk their lives to protect their loved ones. Learners, this is it for today. Go through the chapter on your own. Please mark the important points from the chapter. Go through the worksheets available on the NIOS website. Thank you for listening, learners.